From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The powerful aftershock that struck Haiti today frightened people who ran into the streets of the capital, Port-au-Prince. The U.S. Geological Survey says the magnitude 5.9 aftershock matches the strongest of about 40 aftershocks. And Port-au-Prince is so badly damaged from last week's quake that no major new damage was reported today. NPR's Jason Bobian is in the city where he says people were scavenging for food.
The police had just pulled up in front of the supermarket, three Haitian police in a pickup truck. They haven't gotten out of their vehicle, but that has had the effect of stopping people from trying to get in. They're so outnumbered. There's probably several hundred people here, young men in bandanas. One man right in front of me has a crate of beer. Other people have clothes, plastic bags, absolutely anything that was inside this supermarket. Just utter chaos here, completely clear the shelves, and yes, indeed, the police are just driving on. They're going to keep going up the block and not attempt to confront this crowd.
NPR's Jason Bilvian in Port-au-Prince. More relief aid is coming to Haiti, but logistics are still a major problem because the ports are damaged and the airport can only receive a limited number of airplanes. The UN's humanitarian chief says 2 million Haitians will probably need food aid for 6 months, but he says the World Food Program and other donors so far have only reached about 500,000 people with what he calls reasonable quantities of food. The Obama administration says the election of Republican Scott Brown in yesterday's special election in Massachusetts is a sign of the frustration Americans feel as they deal with the still slumping U.S. economy. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the president is surprised and upset that Democrats have lost the seat held for decades by the late Edward Kennedy. Explaining that loss, he said there's a lot of blame to go around, but said that voters are still losing ground economically and that the ballot box is a way to send a message. In 2008, that worked to the president's advantage.
I think the anger that the president addressed more than a year ago to get elected, the anger that we've seen throughout this year, is very similar to the anger that we saw last night.
Gibbs says Mr. Obama remains committed to get health care legislation passed. He says the president is working with advisors and Democratic leaders to determine how to proceed. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.
The president is also expected to focus on an overhaul of financial industry regulations. The White House said today that President Obama will not give up his push for an independent consumer financial protection agency. But with Scott Brown's victory in Massachusetts, a compromise seems likely. Stocks posted a steep drop today out of concern about the global economic recovery after Chinese authorities tightened lending rules. The Dow sank 122 points. This is NPR News. Authorities in central Virginia are not saying what may have prompted yesterday's shooting deaths of 8 people. The man suspected in those shootings turned himself in this morning after spending the night in dense woods near the town of Appomattox. A sheriff says a man lived in the home where the bodies were found, and this afternoon, police said they found what they called a multitude of explosives there. Bank of America and Wells Fargo are among the banks reporting quarterly earnings today. From member station WFAE in Charlotte, Julie Rose reports.
Wells Fargo says it earned nearly $3 billion in the last 3 months of 2009, while Bank of America says it lost more than $5 billion. Bank of America CEO Brian Moynihan told investors this morning that customers continue to default on credit card and home loans.
Our clients continue to be very cautious, and we're not yet seeing the typical level of business activity for recovery.
Moynihan says another reason for Bank of America's 60-cent per share loss in the fourth quarter was the one-time charge the bank swallowed in repaying its federal TARP loan. Wells Fargo, on the other hand, surprised analysts by earning 8 cents per share for the same quarter. The bank says risky loans it acquired in a merger with Wachovia are performing better than expected. For NPR News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.
After the closing bell on Wall Street, the e-commerce company eBay and the Starbucks coffee chain posted stronger than expected quarterly earnings. The New York Times says it will charge frequent readers for full access to its website starting next year. The Times says it will use a metered system, allowing free access to a certain number of articles each month, and then charging users for additional content. Subscribers to the printed version of the Times would still have free access to the website. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News.